We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's up, Jerry?
Oh, we've got lowlights for you. And I could not believe what I was watching. So we like to do this from time to time. We will sum up the Yankee game in 1 minute and 3 seconds, if you would allow me.
Bouncing ball left side, Max Fields tries to throw home and attack in and out of the glove of Vizcarra. Scoring is Snyder, and then scoring is George Springer. There's a breaking ball. Jazz Chisholm rises up, makes the catch, throws the first, gets away from Rice. As Vladdy had gotten back to first, the ball gets away from Rice, and now Guerrero gets the second.
Not good.
Oh, boy.
Towards the line, Bellinger. Their territory lost in the lights. Oh, no. Bouncing in the corner. Running at full steam is Clement to second. Coming to third, and they get it back in. Wow.
Couple more guys.
Oh. Hit to the right side. Backhanded. Off the glove by Rice. Everybody safe. Run. Score 6-4 Toronto.
One line driving in a gap. Left center field.
There's a hanger, and it gets by Dominguez.
Yankees not exactly putting on a clinic defensively.
Rough night in
Toronto. Not even Ringling Brothers played that song longer than that.
I give Michael Kay credit because he was talking about Clement coming out of the batter's box on that ball that Bellinger couldn't find.
Yeah.
And he ended up on third base. And he goes, you got to give him credit because when he ran out of that box, he was running like that wasn't going to be caught.
Yeah.
Now, Vlad Guerrero was running like he thought.
It was a base hit.
And all of a sudden, they screw it up in the outfield. The amazing thing is, like, the Max Fried play where he gets the ball on the...
What is he doing?
I don't... It's a weird spot, you know? It wasn't like... I mean, I don't know if the third baseman, Peraza, could get this. And even if he does get it, they're still going to score a run there. But the fact that he doesn't cover home plate...
Yeah, it makes it worse.
Yankee pitchers have problems covering their bases. Let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, especially when the first baseman waves them off, that, like in the World Series.
I don't know what it is, man.
This was bad, though, because also with Fried, he walked two guys. He also had the two wild pitches in the inning. I mean, it was a mess.
He was a mess. And by the way, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but I was a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
When he tried to make that play on the third baseline, I was just like,
he's falling right, throwing left.
It's impossible play.
Not good.
But you do eat it in that spot?
I think you got to eat it.
I think you just suck it up. It's an infield single, run scores, get the next guy.
It's too bad that, you know, Vlad Guerrero's out there, you know, thinking he's going to smash one into the gap or something. He hits that damn thing.
Little dribbler,
yeah. But I think you got to eat it, don't you, Al?
In that situation, got to eat it.
Got to eat it.
8-4 the final as the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Four errors on the night plus the play. I mean, you can't fault Bellinger. He lost the ball in the lights, but that's really five miscues plus the wild pitches. They lose the challenge on the wild pitch where Ascara looked like he threw out the runner, but he was safe. Okay, whatever. I have to play this to set up the next thing. This was Aaron Boone talking about the defense being poor.
Yeah, just not good enough. And, you know, look, I think we have a very good defensive club, but clearly in the 7 games we've played up here, you know, not giving them extra outs
is not good enough. Now you go to the post-game show. Here was Emmanuel with Susan as they were reacting to Boone.
Susan, we've talked about the defense more than a few times. This was ugly tonight.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The manager, however, and this is kind of interesting.
And then she would go on and read the quotes like the one I just played. And then she said this later on after reading a lot of it.
I don't see it. I didn't see this. I must have been watching a different game.
Because he was defending the fact that they are a good defensive club, but it has not gone well in Toronto. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where they're at. I mean, this
has Boone lost Susan?
I think Boone has lost the fans.
It feels like that. That's what it feels like.
I think the John Boy thing was very revealing in that he was representing the Yankee fan that wants Boone to act the way he does, like he did when he got tossed
last night.
Right. They want to see that from him in the post game. As opposed to, no, we're good and the guys are fine.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they want to hear, the Yankee fan wants to hear Boone ripping his own players.
I agree.
Holding them accountable.
Yep.
And they're not getting that.
And I think they probably are behind closed doors, but kind of
it's not getting any better.
Agreed. Kind of like Willie, when he fills in, a few people have called up complaining about Todd Bowles, and Willie will tell them, Todd Bowles behind closed doors was a maniac.
You thug.
No,
and maybe if the fans saw that more.
There's a totally different personality.
Right.
That he's got. Bill Belichick had that kind of behind the scenes.
Yes.
When you hear his players talking about it, he's a completely different person behind the scenes than he was when he was out in front of the media. And I think Aaron Boone's probably not that different. I think he's just, every one of these managers tries to get through 162 games, knowing that they're going to have pitfalls along the way, and how you handle yourself in those situations is going to say a lot about how the team's going to react to you.
You know, when you can feel like the weather changing or a thunderstorm's coming, you look in the distance, you see the clouds, maybe the wind picks up. You're like, you know what, something's changing here.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the temperature drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the first signs of things changing in the Yankee world.
Susan Waldman.
If you lose Susan.
Yeah. Right? Well, they got to win games. Otherwise, this is going to continue. And they got the Phillies coming in over the weekend. Here was Aaron Judge. Why all these defensive issues for this team?
It's tough to say. I think, we haven't been playing that well on defense. You know, we got a lot of things we got to clean up.
I would say so.
You know, dropped the ball. What I think the Yankee fans should do is take a page out of the Met fan playbook, and you know, see how the Met fans were supporting Francisco Lindor,
yeah,
getting behind him. He's in the middle of a terrible slump.
Right.
Give these guys
a standing ovation.
And
Friday
this guy, look at the Met fans stepping up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fan base you want. You don't want anybody ripping everybody down. You gotta build these guys up. You know, they are human beings and they do have feelings.
Wow. They will have Will Warren starting in that first game against the Phillies tomorrow. Here was Fried. He absolutely, what's that? Max Fried took ownership of those mishaps in the fifth.
Definitely, you know, not mocking guys definitely isn't going to help. And then just, you know, throwing the ball away, having two more come in, especially, you know, battling. It's a tight ball game there and kind of let it go. It's, you know, it's frustrating. For me, it just, you know, that can't happen.
And so now they trail the Blue Jays again by 4 games atop the AL East. In the loss, Dominguez, Volpe, and Judge all did hit home runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.